Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, Veeam, and I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher, here with us.
Hey, 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 everybody.
And do we have Will Turbot? Are you on the call?
Yes, we do. Feel very humbled and blessed to be amongst you brothers yet again.
Okay, okay. For some reason, it never shows you on the monitor anymore. As the boxes get switched around, it's a little confusing sometimes. Okay, so we have, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, and you know there's a lot of things happening, a lot of projects. I do know that TLB TV Media project that I'm with, we got some things coming up. I know I'm being non-specific, vague, but I have to be. I just want to get you a little bit hyped, a little bit ready. And hopefully we're going to try to get some partnership action going on with the Public Broadcast Network. Because I like to bridge all the organizations and companies that I'm with as much as humanly possible. being micromanageable and it's just not my thing. I like to have everything accessible, at least one click of a button, at least one conference call, that sort of thing. This media is really eating up my time, guys. Being an activist, you know, being a philanthropist, yeah, you have money and all that, but time is money. And so being an activist and giving up as much of my personal time as I do, I think should qualify as much as any large monetary donation. So, but we're going to try to get things moving, get things growing, and just try to progress, because I do my best not to ask for any donations from my audience. If I do, it's for a guest or someone that we're working with, like Joanne Dennison, wonderful, wonderful attorney. She's just exquisite. She goes out of her way to help people. She will jump all over your case, your information, you know, just talking about it. I mean, she goes immediately to books, to her computer, and she's just like automatically in the mode, you know. Most other lawyers, most law firms, you gotta schedule something, you gotta basically leave a little bit of information, see if these people you want to talk to. Oh, free consultations. Yeah, if they get back to you in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and that consultation is basically saying, yeah, we've handled this before, and it's gonna cost you this much. If Joanne doesn't represent you, she's going to tell you exactly what to do so you can represent yourself. You want to donate something to her, you know, that's what it's about. That's what people need to start doing. Donate to your activist. Okay? I'm not going to ask for any. So, with that said, guys, you got anything going on in your neck of the woods as far as what's coming up in the future?
I actually just went out to Connecticut. I just got back a little before the show, and I interviewed somebody who just got out of jail last month. He was convicted of attempted murder, robbery, witness intimidation, like 12 counts. He had... and just got out of jail because he was wrongfully imprisoned for 27 years. He was a doctor before he went in there. He was visiting the United States from the Dominican Republic. These guys basically said, oh, you fit the description. And he came from another country believing, you know, America, freedom, liberty, justice, right? Oh, I'm not worried. This will work itself out. Even when he was convicted the first time, he went through three appeals, three other judges, lawyers, and juries let him down. Then over the years, he spent like 25 years in jail. And this goes to your point right now, V, and I'll make this come full circle right here. It's been 25 years in jail, but he didn't give up. He started writing people, contacting nonprofits, sending his information to lawyers and everybody. His whole family writ him off and dismissed him as an actual murderer. And it took one person on the outside who was part of this group who went to go visit prisoners, and he believed the story. And he was a legal assistant, and he got it to this lawyer. And after 27 years wrongfully convicted, this man is now a free man. And now that he's probably going to get an extensive lawsuit payout because of this, now all those people that thought he was a murderer before, now they love him. Now they want to forgive him. Now they want to be his friend. And it just goes to show that I always say this too. It's one of my favorite quotes. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. Well, not only that, we paid these quote unquote good men, these judges, these lawyers, these members of law enforcement, and they failed. And it took the act of an ordinary, average, quote unquote citizen to free this man from jail. So when V is saying, hey, donate to people, donate to your activists, especially if you're not out there doing something, if you're thinking away, if you can't share their video, share their information, and you have a couple extra bucks in your pocket, vet these people, obviously, first, but send some money to V. I mean, V spends all of his free time doing this. I know that. Like, he spends all of his time doing this, grooming other people, putting other people in positions. So you want to really help people? Let's start taking care of the most vulnerable people in society. V and I always talk about on the show how there are so many people imprisoned in the quote-unquote mental institutions here against their will. Why don't we try to help them? This guy, now he got out, now he's already found four other people in jail with him alone, wrongfully convicted. This man stood strong in defiance of the state for 27 years, and he didn't give up. He didn't kill himself. He bared and grinned for 27 years, and now he's helping other people get free. So I just thought it was an amazing story, and I guess I'll say one more thing about this. Even if his friends and family rid him off like he was an actual murderer. And, you know, I think we should really judge less, even if somebody is convicted of a crime, because that doesn't necessarily mean that you did it.
All right. Yeah. Well, it happens all the time. I actually have a brother. I've got so many brothers. I have a brother who is in prison right now. He's been in prison my entire life. I've never known him, never met him. He's been in prison for a rape that he did not commit. The so-called rape incident was actually done by another half-brother of mine. But this thing has been appealed many a times, and it finally got to DNA evidence to where it's not a close enough match. They finally scrutinized the DNA evidence, which was collected a long time ago. And they know. They've stated, okay, this wasn't you. Is he getting out? No. No. They're not letting him out because they're afraid of the lawsuit. I mean, this is 30 plus years being in prison. You know, I mean, all kinds of stories just from my family. This sort of thing. You know, I may be the black sheep of the family again, but it seems like learning from what everybody else is doing has sort of put me to an advantage, I would think. And I'm glad that my family as collective finally sort of realizing that after all these years. And I know I'm going to be the next patriarch here, as my family pretty much chooses one every three generations. But being the baby here, this is something that is very important. You know, you've got family members going through stuff. You know, you got to believe them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. All this looking down on people and this sort of thing. I had this discussion with someone the other day about how they were shunned because of a relationship with a black person, you know, white and black relationships. Okay. Now, I'm no stranger to the situation because I've dated many a woman where, okay, families were accepting, no problem. But then there were just as many as the others that were just looking down their noses at me, and that sort of slowly writing off, and my partners being pushed into, the corner and out of the room and out of the house and out of the family sort of scenarios here. And it's so wrong. That's just disgusting. But this is something that we discussed, and it's like, I can't really relate with that because it didn't matter who I brought home. My family loved and accepted them. It just did not matter. Even though my father, the master sergeant, would have been like, you're diluting my genes if you have a child with her. He actually said that one time. Can you believe that? but anyways, always accepting. But there has been a lot of this not being family. I can't understand that. How do you not support someone? If someone says that they're innocent of something, your family member should be there. No matter what decisions that they've made in life, even if they're the wrong ones. I have brothers in prison. Do I condemn them personally? No, I have never. It's family. You don't. Whether I think they did it or not. So there's a lot of this brokenness and the social order, the social society here. Stick with your family and friends, people. If you got no loyalty, then who are you loyal to? The state? Get out of here. These people are already destroying the family unit, and they've been very successful to create situations like this. People can be singled off and fed to the crows. I don't know. I'm really disgusted by it. I'm in a relationship like that as of right now, to tell you the truth. It's the whole... Never met extended family, and I'm never going to. I'm a black man here in a Slavic, Germanic country. I'm fine with that. Less family members, really, to deal with. That makes things simple, but I'm still quite disgusted that in the modern day and age, that this kind of treatment still happens. Love is love. Support who the people you love. So just grow up. Quit acting holier than thou. Especially when you don't know anything about the person. These people have this painted picture of me that, maybe he's some sort of terrorist. Yeah, he's a guy in front of the green screen making Al-Qaeda videos. Oh, yeah, okay. And then others just have formed their own opinion. As they don't know anything. So it's really, information needs to be vetted. Your relationships need to be audited. There are toxic people that do need to be let go. And those are the ones that don't share the higher moral fiber that we all should have. We should teach these people and continue to show them by example, but they should not be in control of information or opinion. That's what I got to say about it. I know I'm just ranting here. Bill, you there?
I am here. I was listening. I've never heard Will talk so much.
I'm asking what you guys got going on.
Well, what I got going on for the future here. I've been working with Puck all week, she took a breakfast tray to a matron at uni up in Utah today and put her on the floor for talking back to her. So I'm still working with that. They're trying to put her down in the state hospital, which is exactly what we're talking about here. The little girl just doesn't take any nonsense. She's very strong. The family's all torn apart. And just like Will said, and like you said, I'm facing the family saying, well, she's a problem. She's crazy. She's this. She's that. No, she's not. She's an individual. She's an individual, and she's strong, and she's only 12. And so, see, it ranges from all areas, from your brother in prison to the gentleman that Will worked with and everything, and even this little girl where people make up their minds, well, this person's out of control. This person's it. No, not at all. People make snap judgments, and they don't listen, and they don't look at what they're really looking at. And we're working with it. I admire my granddaughter. I admire her a lot. I don't know what happened in the Utah Neurological Institute this morning, but I know my granddaughter doesn't just jump on people for no reason at all. And I know that she stands strong, just like your brother, just like Will's guy. And that's my bit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you are there working with her. A lot of people don't have a chance to do that. The system needs to be about rehabilitation, not punishment. There's no rehabilitation done in prison. Sorry. It's not put in a box so that the state can pay your captures. There are no programs. I mean, sure, they'll have some Christian counselor come in every now and again for those who are willing to, I don't want to be insensitive, but I'm going to say brainwash. And for those who want to follow the state ideology. Now, the U.S. is a Christian country, although the Constitution would say otherwise. The idea, the separation of church and state just never happened. Okay? It just didn't. You go to AA, and these AA meetings happen. What's it about? Okay. You're God. And the easiest thing to pick. I mean, they could say, yes, your higher God, your higher power can be anything. But, of course, people are just going to follow the program and relate to the materials already there. The Christianity. And it's Christianity and aspect. Now, if AA works for you, hey, that's great. But we need rehabilitation. And we need specialization. Because some people just aren't going to change who they are. We need to put people where they can be who they are. We're going to go to commercial break. I'll follow up at that point when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, the point I was getting to before the break, you know, we all need specialization, okay? For a society to say there's no room for any type of person, well, that society needs to at least handle things in a civilized way, okay? There's so much discrimination, Now, if, for example, in Puck's case, now I know these violent tendencies are there, and they're there for reasons, which you've already spoken about on the show. Now, ROTC, probably not a good idea. Being in a psych ward, definitely not a good idea. The psych ward for someone who is different is just a hell for them as much as it is for a sane person. Okay, there's no rehabilitation. There's only pharmaceutical experimentation and mind control experimentation. Okay, there's no real desire for a cure or for the happiness of the patient. As long as they are controlled and feeding the system. Sound familiar? Controlled and beating the system. Now, you know, for something like Puck, I would suggest martial arts training. Some of us need to go underneath a master in one area of another, Martial arts training. What do you think, Bill?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that. I am Puck's only advocate. I believe, like you do, she is very intelligent. She they tested her. Her IQ is over 150. But she because she's so smart, she figures out things real fast. But she's a large girl. She's 5'3", 126 pounds. And they're not trying to help her or cure her or give her advice or anything like that. And she catches on to it rather fast. And she reacts very violently. I think martial arts would be an excellent choice for her. Excellent. I've had this girl with me a couple of months ago. She stayed with me for a full week. We had no problem. She just says, I don't like people to get in my business. They get in my business, and that makes me mad. And then, like the lady today, started laughing at her and telling her, well, you're going to the Provo hospital. You'll learn your lesson there. And she was eating her breakfast with a tray and her plate and everything. And she just pulled a Bruce Lee on the girl. She took that tray and worked her over. But I have no problems with her. V, I think you actually have the answers. I think martial arts, special training, well, people who understand it. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, there are people out there that would say, oh, that's just going to compound the problem, make it 100 times worse. No, if you are a martial artist like myself and some of my family members, you know, I mean, you just, that intelligence factor, it's really something. I've never gone.
The first thing they teach you in any self-defense is discipline and knowing when to use it. So
well, I'm getting there.
I'm sorry. I've had too much caffeine today.
I'm getting there, but the intelligence factor. Listen, when I've never gone full out into a fight. I've won every fight I've ever been in. I've only used maybe like 10% of what it is that I've had to give. Now, with that said, self-discipline is taught through the actions, okay? You've got somebody that's better than you that can kick your butt, and as he's kicking your butt, he's teaching you. And that's what I did in every fight that I got into. Okay, here's this. Did you learn anything from that? Do you want more? Okay, here's another. And then until my opponent says, uncle, that's what I do. And they learn and walk away. If they get to walk away. Now, a situation like Puck, you know, she's got somebody that she can rage out against and she'll be flicked away like a fly. But she will actually have to learn to be calm, to think, okay, how do I conquer this person if not through my rage and undisciplined action? Well, she's going to find out that she can't. So she's going to have to learn that discipline. She's going to have to learn that respect, that someone can put hands on her. And wow, that's a different subject. I'm not going to get into branch over to that, but we're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, we are back. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. Your host, V. Now, the subject there during that last segment again, ways to have people who are different being dealt with. In the situation of a violent child, again, I was a very violent child. Initially, my father did not want me to do any martial arts training, but that proved to be the wrong decision, because once I did start getting into martial arts, I realized that even though I was capable of doing so much, that the more and more I learned that I can't do any of these things. And I started internalizing that rage and using intellect instead. Now, that is a very helpful tool when dealing with the psychotic establishment, the government, these corporations, the pen and the paper, right? So funneling and violence and intelligence into, okay, how can I get out of this situation? How can I do this? How can I do that? Lawyers, litigators, people like that are these types of people. You would never guess that. But people who want to make a change, do things on their own, well, you're going to have to do that on your own in a way that society deems correct. That's just the one adaptation you have to do. Adapt who you are to what's going on, and then you can change the system. So that was the only point I was getting to. I do know that everything that I've internalized, all the experiences I've had, all the persecution, the targeting, all the crimes committed against me, well, learning the system and the covert system, the blacklisting and changing of documentations, records, and all these things like that. This is something that we are fighting against, and we're developing methods against. Now, we have a surveillance society where the government is surveillancing us. Every text, every phone call, every email, everything you do over the computer, okay? People are being screwed over in so many ways because of the surveillance that's being put on us. We need a counter-surveillance society. Counter-surveillance.
Hey, V, do you mind if I jump in quick here?
Go ahead.
So this is what you're hitting on, I think, cannot be said with what and you're probably going to get this, and you're probably going to say, hey, idiot, I was going there anyways. But because you're very thoughtful and usually say what I say far more eloquently in a shorter span of time. But let's not forget this whole pyramidion of surveillance that's everywhere you go. They say the average American goes through how many cameras just stepping outside? But yet, you know, when they're there to catch what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, oh, the camera's magically messed up. Oh, when Lady Diana's going through the tunnel, oh, they magically mess up. Oh, you have the most highly guarded, technologically advanced superstructure known to man, the Pentagon. There's cameras all around it. Oh, the cameras went down at that point too. You know, it's so funny how they keep us, they try to say that it's keeping us safe, but every single time that they should be keeping us safe, the cameras magically fail. So let's keep that in mind too.
Yeah, well, that's definitely, I was not going to get there. That's another issue, but something that we are doing again, we record everything. We screen record, we record calls, we do everything. And people, for these organizations that say you can't record us, privacy, this is no garbage. When you work for the government and you work for a corporation and you have interaction with the public, discretion is to the person that you're interacting with, okay? Whether something can be used in court or not is irrelevant. Record, record, record anyways, because you can take the news media.
I'm going to jump in. That comes into when you're on a jury, and I've been on a jury, when the judge, somebody says something that is profound, that really affects the way the trial is going. And the judge says, the jury will disregard that statement. But the jury doesn't disregard that statement. When you go back into the jury room, that statement is still there. People, and the thing that you were saying about the separation of church and state, nowhere in the Constitution does it say separation of church and state. It says in the First Amendment that basically the government cannot order a certain religion to be the state religion. But everyone who goes to Congress or the Senate comes with their own moral code, whether it's Protestant, Catholic, Mormon, or atheist. They come with their own moral code. And that moral code dictates the way they are going to vote. It always works out like that. And nobody wants to admit it, but that's the way the real... I wrote an article today called Political Reality. They got a lot of flack and everything because I simply told everybody, Donald Trump is not going to be removed from office. It's not going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And everything I said in an article is almost like a prophecy, okay? Because it's political common sense and moral code. This is what's really going to happen. People in the last, since I was a kid in the 50s, we have lost our collective minds. Lost our collective minds. But your moral code, the way you really think, it dictates the way that you're going to vote. It dictates what your congressmen are going to do. Everything. We have to admit that. And it's the same thing with Puck. Going right back to the first of this show, right back with your brother, V, and with what Will was talking about, she is being condemned for being an individual. She is being condemned for being an individual. And she is targeted, very targeted. But I can't help but stand by the little girl. I had to disown my own son this week because I would not turn against this little girl. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, the thing is, again, going with counter-surveillance, the behavior of a child and you know, I mean, anything. Record what's going on in your homes. If you are being called an abuser or someone is under question by CPS, you'd be able to show them video, what happened at, you know, what day and time, and okay, these claims need to be thrown out the window, you know, get out of my face, don't try to take my child. You know, there are little things that can be done, and don't hook any of the stuff up to the internet, by the way. Obviously, but self-surveillance, that's actually what I'm going to start doing here. We've been having surveillance on all the computers. And for example, today, and this is actually what I was segueing into, today we were trying to contact some other media sites to be able to get me onto other shows, much bigger shows. And the websites. Okay, I'll give an example for Dr. Phil. The website was blocked to us. Now, for any of you who know anything about targeted individuals and then know anything about Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil has done, I don't want to say he's a shill. I don't want to say he's that controlled opposition. I don't want to say he has this look like he is genuinely wanting to help and try to get down to the bottom of what's going on with a targeted individual. He's had several on the show, and every time they are made to look crazy. Now, this is definitely set up to make them look crazy, because he could be asking better questions. But I'm using that as an example. The website.
He hits them with 4 and 5 syllable words. A lot of doctor talk. But like I said, the best thing about Dr. Phil I can say is what he said. They have a saying down in Texas, I'm not a doctor. And he's not a doctor. He is a showman, and he's been put in a show. So you take these people and you fillet them out there, basically. If he had Puck on that stage, he would make her look like an idiot, and she's not an idiot. She's highly intelligent, just like her mother. So yes, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, okay, yes, but going back to my point here is that we can't get to the website to do the booking. We went to InfoWars. None of the tabs for contact work for us on the website. And this is the trend that had happened to us all day yesterday. We've got all that recorded, that we cannot contact any other independent media or mainstream media that's relevant to what I'm doing. I used to be able to in the past. I used to be able to go to InfoWars. I believe one time I put in a request. but that was maybe like two years ago. Went to it today. None of the tabs worked on the website. Dr. Phil's website doesn't work for us. RT News, the website, the contact tab would not come down. So this is the, obviously the government doing its best to contain the situation because of my latest documentaries. My last documentary, that was the key, the kicker. And that was going to be the catalyst for the next stage. They know what I'm going to be doing, and they're doing everything they can to stop it. So the thing is about it, though, as much control as they exert, they don't understand they're losing that control. It's like having a it's like having a hand, you know, from a deck of cards. You play a card, that card's spent. So the way we are doing things with our media is designed to make these people play all the cards in their hands. Once we have them playing all the cards in their hand, then we'll start playing our major cards. But yeah, we have this recorded, us being blocked. And that's going to go for a a lawsuit later on. You're going to see with our media, as you know, Anthony Thomas owns the media. You're going to see Anthony Thomas versus the United States government in court. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So this is everything that we're counter-surveillancing. And people, if I were to get on Dr. Phil, and it really does not matter to me if I get on Dr. Phil or not. It is more important that I just try. If he lets me on, great. These people will be extremely horrified with the information I give them. Out of the entirety of me doing my documentaries and looking at the feedback online, I think I've gotten two negative comments. Something about, I'm not believing this. You're going to have to prove it. Which is someone just so basic, because all the evidence, my documentaries are about the evidence. Everything is factual cases of things that are happening. So for someone to say, well, you'd have to prove it. Well, what do you want me to do? Put your head up the government's ass so you can get a deeper look? I mean, I don't know how much further I got to go with it, because I've explained everything on the level where a kindergartner can understand it at first glance. And the other comment I believe we got was from some Christian, you know, this, it's God doing these things. It's not the government. And that, don't get me started on that one. Christians, religious people, that's not voice skull technology, that's God. Well, I wonder what would happen if I put a couple cell phones, you know, travel back 150 years and give people cell phones. Would they be like, oh, well, that's witchcraft. You can't talk into this little box and someone else on the other side of the world hear you. That's witchcraft. You know, you religious people really got to step up your game. But again, in the past 3 years, me doing documentaries, those are the only two negative comments. So I'm glad that I'm reaching out to people and I'm providing you with all the factual incidences of everything that's going on that can be referenced and can be looked up 1,000 times over to 100% accuracy, factual instances, and I'm explaining it on really at least the elementary school level, how the science works. So,
well, it's the same thing every single time in my career in entertainment that I've come up with a new idea. Okay, every single time I've had people sit around the table and say, "Oh God, that won't work. You're crazy. It won't work." And every single time I've had to look at that deer in the headlights look when my ideas turned out working. Innovators innovate. It's as simple as that. There are people who are targeted by various agencies, government agencies, groups, people, even individuals. They are targeted where somebody, even in a family, where they decide to, we're just going to take this person down. And they start gaslighting them. They start doing these things. They've done it to me. It doesn't work. It simply doesn't work with me. And that's what they're doing with my granddaughter right now. They're gaslighting her. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And as far as Alex Jones, I'm amazed that he's not working in concert with you, because this is exactly the kind of thing that he homes in on. In fact, I'm going to...
Well, our emails are being blocked. Our contacts to Coast to Coast AM, all of our outreach is being blocked. Now, the thing about... again, it doesn't matter if I get on the show or not. Because if I don't get on the show, you know, I can show people, look, I was declined. I was, you know... Dr. Phil is scared because I'm going to prove him wrong, or, you know, but they're trying to deny me both of those scenarios right now just by simply blocking the communication. So I want to get a petition going, ladies and gentlemen. This will be up after the holidays. We're going to have the list of shows that we need to get on, and we're going to start a petition campaign for these shows to be contacted. Alex Jones, George Norrie, Dr. Phil, and I'm going to try to get the entire targeted individual community behind this thing and to destroy this wall that's being put up in front of us, stopping us from contacting these people. Because we're going to make everyone aware, and we're going to make a huge outcry for this. So we have all the evidence of the contacting being blocked. We have that now. Thank you, idiot government. Again, every time you play a card, that card gets taken. So, and it makes my deck a lot stronger. But please, people, when it goes up, it's going to go up on Facebook, and again, every time these people try to spoil something, we'll be there recording it. But please support our campaign. If we have not been scrutinized heavily, and all the comments that we've gotten have been praises. Thank you, thank you. I've been wanting to know this. I mean, go on to Facebook right now, facebook.com/targeted individual documentaries. You go there, read everything, read all the comments and all the videos. I'm not lying to you. These documentaries were made correctly. They were made factually. They were made with experience, being my own personal and research. Okay, so check it out. Check it out. This is the top secret information. This is the top secret government technology. And I am exposing it. These people push and push and push. Well, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Why? Because science. You science, bro? You guys getting on my level? Okay, well, this is our campaign, so please join us. All target individuals, please join us. And it's not, you know, it's not only that, I'm probably going to get at least a couple other well-known target individuals. Also, our campaign to really get at the core of the chemtrail spraying, our contacts, where we did have contact with the main chemtrail actors before, that list kind of got whittled down because, again, unable to break this barrier of communications. So we're going to rebuild that, and we're going to spearhead our next campaign. So please be here with us, support us, and let's get the word out. I'm not running for president, not running for governor, not yet. But vote for V to get onto mainstream media. And that's where we're going with this. Okay? This is where we're going. Dr. Phil, George Norrie. Man, I wish Art Bell was still alive. I miss Art Bell. You know, everyone that we can talk to. I am doing my radio tour, and hey, I'll try to get as large of an archive of other shows and reach as many people as humanly possible. Okay? So, with that said, guys, I want to thank you for chatting here with me on the show today, even though we didn't have a guest. And I want to thank you guys for supporting the show.
Hey, V, man, we don't need no stinking guests, man.
Well, I just don't want to get angry and rant. I keep myself in check a lot of times. It's hard. But anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.